Such a great and wonderful morning for us today, and more so to think of this theme that we are thinking about today, prison break. And as Bridget mentioned, this took me back to one time. We went for jungle training somewhere in Brunei. And the thing is, we were doing some kind of simulation training. And my commander didn't tell me that part of the simulation was for us to be taken captive. And so I'm there with my boys who knew me, chatting, relaxing, and it was winter here, by that time it was summer in Brunei. So basking and enjoying this warm weather. And then we had to take this helicopter from one part because it's a big jungle and so dense and you couldn't traverse through. But little did we know that within the cockpit there was someone that was hidden there who was to take, who was to commandeer the chopper to another destination from where we were and where we knew we were supposed to be going. And so when it happened, I and the team of eight of us who were there, and suddenly they looked at me. And one of my friends from Bristol, who knew I was very religious, asked me, "What do we do? Do we jump or what do we do?" And I'm there, I'm like, if we jump, we die. We are not very sure whether this is for real or it's part of the training. And so we are there. And I'm like, guys, you know what? Let's just chill out and see what happens at the end of it all. And then we are there, we got to strip, and you know all this kind of stuff when you're taken captive and all that, shoes. We are there seated with our shorts, and then the helipad went, landed, and to cut the long story short, we were taken somewhere, and for a few hours we were captive until the other part had to come and rescue us from these captors. But I want to tell you, this was the most distressing time that I had. And in that very short time, you start thinking so many things. And the first thing that came into my mind was my wife. And I was like, God, for heaven's sake. And before that, we were planning to have a baby. And when I left, I wasn't so sure whether we had conceived or not. So, and the first thing that came to my mind was like, Jesus Christ, am I going to die and leave? I'm not even knowing whether my wife and her situation and all that. But we were rescued and the game went on. Then coming to this week, a very funny thing happened. I was sharing with Bridget. 10 days ago, for those who know my wife, Carol, she's due anytime from next month. And her friends called, and they planned this surprise baby shower. So they planned with me, they called me, they told me, make sure she doesn't know. And I'm telling you, brethren, there's nothing difficult than keeping a secret from someone that you are with in the house and no one else, because you're only two of us. And for the 10 days, they've been calling me and texting me, and I have to excuse myself from where she is because I don't want her to know what is going on. Then yesterday, I was meant to take her out, and then the friends will come, decorate the house, do all this stuff, and then I'm going to bring her back. But I'm like, Jesus Christ, I hope nothing happens at this stage of our pregnancy, and I'll be running down to Risham instead of having the surprise that I was planning to have. So I took her out. We went for a walk, and then as we were coming back, I knew they were already in the house. So I'm carrying my bag, and we get to the door, and my wife says, hey, can you open the door? I'm tired. Then I'm like, just buzz. And then she goes, there's no one in the house. So I'm like, okay, just try it. She went, she buzzed. No one responded. Then I was like, I'm sure there must be someone. Then she goes like, who could be there? Then I was like, we've got a very kind neighbor there. I was like, you don't know, maybe your neighbor has come over. Then I'm just trying to pray with our psychologist and so that she doesn't get shocked when we open the door. So I went, and then opened the door, stepped aside for her to walk in. And then, oh my God, all these her friends were all there with their cameras, and they just went, "A surprise!" Oh my God, and she just went on her knees and started crying, and I was like, "What have I done?" But that was another form of prison for me, having to keep things as a secret from her for 10 days. And when it happened, you'd have seen the joy that was in my face that at last I've done it. I'm thinking of our young people today and thinking of what happens to them when they go to school. I don't know whether there's anyone here who's ever had an opportunity to be put into detention, which happens so many times in school. I know I was there. I was a bit cheeky, and many of the times I used to get the same. But where I came from was a bit different. You'd be put into detention, and you had to go home and get your parents. You lose your freedom when you're kept in detention. Someone is constantly supervising you, and you can't do what you want to do. And these times that we are living today, sometimes, often, we get to be detained in our own conscience. The things we know that we ought to do, and we don't do them. Sometimes we feel as if we're detained in our job places, in the various things that we do. And I was thinking, what was in Paul's head when he was taken captive? And they're in prison, and all what he would do was to praise God and sing hymns. And God was ministering to me that in times of distress, when we've given up, when we're not sure of what the future holds, there's nothing much more that we can do than just to praise God and to tell Him, "May your will happen." Today, the scriptures confirm to us that God does hear when we call to Him in times of distress. It gives us an assurance today that whenever we are put in situations that are not comfort to us, that God, who's given us to that, in His own time, He will deliver us. It happened in Paul's time. The earth shook. The chains fell off. And God was manifested. Not even death shall put us into prison, because Christ, in whom we believe in, has conquered death. And because we believe and trust in Him, we shall also conquer. May Christ redeem our deeds for His glory. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.